can run and not grow weary. I can walk and not faint. I see Christ at the gate, and I hear the angels sing. I'm so glad my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then he held out his hand, and he showed me the way. I saw my family who had gone before, and I heard them say, welcome to the mansion God has built for us. It'll be so sweet to fall at his feet. Plenty of room in the mansion God has built for us. We will have no fear, and there will be no tears. All the precious, precious stone and the tree of life that lasts. I will dance in its courtyard, worship and praise. My sins are remembered, but how can God forget? So I called out to Jesus, let me sit at your feet. Felt the Holy Spirit move like never before, and still the angels sing Hosanna. I will never thirst again, and now I can say, welcome to the mansion God has built for us.
I don't know why the Lord laid this word on my heart today. I feel like he did. So maybe somebody, even in the setting that we've been focusing on, maybe somebody needs to hear this word. Have you ever felt, or are you feeling now, abandoned? Have you ever felt abandoned? People can feel abandoned in their marriages that ended up just going through the motions, not really enjoying what a marriage is supposed to be. And you can end up, even though you're around someone all the time, you can look over your spouse and feel abandoned. You can surely feel abandoned by your employer these days, can't you? You can put in years of faithful service and then, without so much of a thank you or recognition, be let go and feel abandoned. You can feel abandoned through death, can't you? Ones that you love pass through, go through the other side, go to heaven, but you're left here. And you can understand all the reasons why, or at least some of the reasons why, enough to say, oh, leaving it in the hands of the Lord and have faith to do that, but you can still have a sense of abandonment. You know, and there's some things worse than death. Disease, there are certain diseases that can make us feel abandoned by those we love. There's three aspects of what we'll talk about today. Jesus Christ, he came, he left heaven, gave up all the riches of heaven, assumed humanity, and came and lived like one of us. The distinction that he had a miraculous birth that allowed him not to be born as a fallen being. But then, he lived that life of faith every day of his life and never sinned, never gave in to himself and his own wishes. He said, I always do what my Father wants me to do. I always say what my Father wants me to say. I do nothing in dependence of myself. And thus, he not only became the way, he was the model of the way. But as Jesus set his face toward the cross, the crowds which followed him by the thousands began to thin out more and more. So much so, and we've mentioned this before, so much so that he turned to the 12 and asked them, are you going to go away too? So it may have just been them. The evening, the night before he was crucified, one of his closest followers, Judas, betrayed him with the kiss of a friend. And when Jesus was arrested, how many stayed with him? None. They all fled. His own people and the religious people of his day, whom he should have been received and welcomed, they all rejected him and demand that he be crucified. And when he hung on the cross, was crucified, he was nailed to that cross about 9 in the morning. About noon, the brightest time of the sun, a darkness came and covered the whole land until the ninth hour, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was out of that darkness that Jesus cried out, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which translated is, my God, why have you abandoned me? The three short words this morning. Number one, Jesus Christ was abandoned for you. Even God. All for you. And then the writer of Hebrews, toward the end of his book, says this. He remembers this that he himself said. He himself said, I will never, ever abandon you. In return, will we ever abandon him? I think there's no fitting way to close out the service than this. Can we stand together? And would you repeat after me, but would you say this blessing to each other? The Lord bless you, and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace.